This is the Poetry Foundation's Essential American Poets podcast. Essential American Poets is an online audio poetry collection. The poets in the collection were selected in 2006 by Donald Hall when he was poet laureate. Recordings of the poets he selected are available online at poetryfoundation.org and poetryarchive.org. In this edition of the podcast, we'll hear poems by Adrienne Rich. Adrienne Rich was born in 1929 in Baltimore, Maryland. Her father was a distinguished pathologist, and her mother a gifted pianist. Rich attended Radcliffe College, and at 21 years old, she won the prestigious Yale Younger Poets Award. She graduated in 1951, and 2 years later, she married Harvard economist Alfred H. Conrad. In the decade to come, they had 3 sons together, and Rich began to struggle against the conventional role of a 1950s housewife. During this time, Rich's poetry was noted for its formal control and its restraint. But in the 1960s and 70s, her poetry and her life evolved dramatically. Rich became increasingly engaged in anti-war protests and the struggle for civil rights. She also became an active participant in the women's movement. In 1970, her husband died. In 1976, she came out as a lesbian. Rich has drawn parallels between sexuality, politics, and poetry. In an interview with Michael Klein, Rich said, "The connections I was making with the world by coming out as having any kind of sexuality had to do with the fact that early on I was critiquing the conventional male-female identities on which so much of Western poetry has been based." Rich is a self-described passionate skeptic and believes steadfastly in the power of art to challenge an unjust status quo. According to Rich, both politics and poetry require the radical imagination of the not yet, the what if. The following poems were recorded in London in 2002 and at the University of Pennsylvania in 2005.
Dreamwood. In the old scratch cheap wood of the typing stand, there is a landscape, veined, which only a child can see, or the child's older self, a woman dreaming when she should be typing the last report of the day. If this were a map, she thinks, a map laid down to memorize, because she might be walking it. It shows ridge upon ridge, fading into hazed desert, here and there a sign of aquifers and one possible watering hole. If this were a map, it would be the map of the last age of her life, not a map of choices, but a map of variations on the one great choice. It would be the map by which she could see the end of touristic choices, of distances blued and purpled by romance, by which she would recognize that poetry isn't revolution, but a way of knowing why it must come. If this cheap, mass-produced wooden stand from the Brooklyn Union Gas Co., mass-produced yet durable, being here now, is what it is, yet a dream map, so obdurate, so plain, she thinks, the material and the dream can join. And that is the poem, and that is the late report. What kind of times are these? There's a place between 2 stands of trees where the grass grows uphill and the old revolutionary road breaks off into shadows, near a meeting house abandoned by the persecuted who disappeared into those shadows. I've walked there, picking mushrooms at the edge of dread, but don't be fooled. This isn't a Russian poem. This is not somewhere else but here, our country moving closer to its own truth and dread, its own ways of making people disappear. I won't tell you where the place is, the dark mesh of the woods, meeting the unmarked strip of light, ghost-ridden crossroads, leaf-mold paradise. I know already who wants to buy it, sell it, make it disappear. And I won't tell you where it is, so why do I tell you anything? Because you still listen. Because, in times like these, to have you listen at all, it's necessary to talk about trees. Wait. In paradise, the desert wind is rising. Third thought, in hell there are no thoughts, is of earth. Sand screams against your government-issued tent. Hell's noise in your nostrils. Crawl into your earshell. Wrap yourself in no thought. Wait, no place for the little lyric wedding ring glint, the reason why on earth they never told you.
That was Adrian Rich, recorded in London in 2002 and at the University of Pennsylvania in 2005, and used by permission of the author and the Francis Golden Literary Agency. Recordings of What Kinds of Times Are These? And Dreamwood, courtesy of Poetry Archive UK, and recording of Wait, courtesy of Penn Sound. You have been listening to the Essential American Poets podcast, produced by the Poetry Foundation in collaboration with poetryarchive.org. To learn more about Adrian Rich and other Essential American Poets, and to hear more poetry, go to poetryfoundation.org.